Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, airing exclusively on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, we're talking the UFC. We're talking Lucas Matisse knocking out Lamont Peterson in the third round last night. Of course, this is a big, big fight for the world of boxing because this potentially sets up a opponent for the future. Of course, Floyd Mayweather's got this big contract with Showtime and CBS. He's got five more opponents there. Guess what? Lucas might be the guy in a year or so, maybe a year and a half. Straight up, at 140 pounds, he looks to be the uncrowned king. We've got lots of boxing and MMA to talk about. Join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can tweet us. Yeah, we're doing that Twitter thing. Twitter.com using the # Ring Talk. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. What can I say? The last UFC on FX cable last night, the relationship with the UFC and FX cable came to an end, more or less, because they're moving to Fox Sports 1 in August. What's Fox Sports 1? Hopefully, at about 35 minutes past the hour, I can answer that question for you, because at this point in time, I have no idea what Fox Sports 1 is. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, all across the country on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, around the world on the American Forces Network. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
It's a southpaw.
Oh, southpaw means you're left-handed. And southpaw throws your timing off, you see? Other guys, it throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from? I'll tell you. A long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting in the, he was fighting around, I think it was around Philadelphia. And his arm, he was left-handed, his arm was facing towards New Jersey, you see? And that's south. So naturally, they call him South. Paw, you see? South Paw, South Jersey, South Camden, South Paw. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Hey, yo.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. One little shout out to my buddy Lenny Williams. Of course, some platinum recording artists, one of my featured guests in the past weeks. But he went to Miami, had a lovely Mother's Day with Stephanie Mills. And Stephanie, Pedro's still thinking about you. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check the clocks, folks. As I said, 13 minutes past the hour. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Well, there are those of you, maybe some of my listeners, some of my readers, some of the other so-called boxing pundits in the world that doubted Pedro, the best boxing handicapper of the past 20 years. Let's be honest. I won the ESPN Handicapping Championship, the last one they held because they didn't want to give me the championship, the prizes anymore, so they decided they would scrap the tournament. Okay, so that tournament's been done. But if you look at my stats over the years, I've been the top odds maker in boxing, the top predictor in boxing, hands down, across the board. And remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. So when I said Lucas Matisse was going to lick Lamont Peterson like a stamp, I mean slap him around like a Congo drum, that's just what he did. But the doubters out there was lots of them. I couldn't believe it. I mean, why would you put so much stock and faith in Lamont Peterson? What has Lamont Peterson ever done as a professional boxer to make you stand out and say, whoa, that's Lamont Peterson? The only fight that stands out was a fight in which he was on steroids. Remember those legalized steroids, the testosterone replacement therapy, which I don't believe in? We'll get into that in the MMA segment of the show. We're talking about Vitor Belfort. He has that TR, that steroids replacement. Lamont Peterson was into it. He still might be a medical patient. I call it a scam. Let me tell you, this is what happens. You take this testosterone, maybe you're 35 or 40. Say you're 40, okay? All of a sudden, your body's looking like you're 25 and it's acting like you're 25. So is that an unfair advantage to roll the clock back 15 years? Yes, it is. It absolutely is, folks. And when I look at guys like Chael Sonnen and Dan Henderson and Vitor Belfort, and these are just, you know, these are UFC fighters, and I look at Lamont Peterson, I just don't think that you should be able to cheat legally. Listen, if you screwed up your system to the point where you need to take a replacement therapy for testosterone, guess what? You did that taking steroids. That's on you. I'm not going to pay you and benefit you and give you an incredible advantage because you cheated in the past. It just doesn't work. Anyway, Lamont Peterson got licked like a stamp last night, got knocked out. I mean, boom, like the movie Friday. Ba-boom! It was like all over. And what can I say? People doubted me. You doubt Matisse? Matisse's a real deal, folks. A loser in two fights only, of course, to Zab Judah and Devon Alexander, who we'll get to in just a minute. He didn't lose either of those fights. He's undefeated. He could be champion right now of the entire division. I mean, Danny Garcia, the reigning world, recognized world, Ring Magazine champion, WBC champion, all that kind of good stuff, the undefeated kid out of Philadelphia. Well, he was sitting there in the crowd last night with a bodyguard, and, you know, he looked like he had just cut like a wet fart. I mean, he just didn't look discombobulated. Danny didn't look too confident last night because he realized when he steps into the ring with this guy from Argentina, he's going to get his cocky head handed right to him in his lap. He and his father, they will, guess what? Matisse will have the last laugh on that one. Now, will Garcia fight him? Well, they're talking about it. We'll see what happens. People are talking about Matisse moving up to 147 to fight Mayweather. Please, please give him a year and a half at 140 pounds. Let him do his thing. Let him clean up the entire division, you know, and do his thing there at 140, then jump to 147. Mayweather's got issues right now. He's got to take on Saul Alvarez probably in September. They're fighting over the weight. Floyd's saying 147, which is unnatural for Saul Alvarez, who fights at 154. But I figure they'll come to some type of arrangement. That's Floyd, you know, throwing the negotiating the flag out there. Watching, you know, you're looking at the flag and the other, and you know, Floyd's over here. You're looking at one thing and Floyd's doing something else. So Floyd's like going to run a game on Alvarez as best he can, probably try to get him to come in at 150 pounds or some catch weight fight or something like that. Or maybe he'll just fight him at 154. But I just don't think so. I really think that this is going to be some type of catch weight fight, like 150, 151 pounds. But straight up, Matisse, he knocked Lamont Peterson down in the second, knocked him down twice in the third, stopped the fight. Referee Steve Smoger had seen enough. I had seen enough. I said to myself, this is the new star in boxing, the kid from Argentina, one of my friends on Facebook. And don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ringtalk, RINGTALK. So Matisse poised to take over the 140-pound division if he ever gets Danny Garcia in the ring. Okay, that's 140 pounds. 147 pounds last night, the IBF title holder, who I really don't think is a great fighter, although he calls himself Devon the Great, or Alex the Great, Alexander the Great. Not really. Devon Alexander. Greatness and Devon Alexander, I don't think you can put him in the same sentence. Not as far as boxing talent and ability is concerned. And he's not no stellar guy outside of the ring anyways. You know, he's just an average guy, an average fighter, a guy with connections, a guy with Al Heyman. Al Heyman's calling the shots here. Sean Porter was the winner last night, fought some hobo. Okay, lots of hobos on that card. It was a chalk card. It was a chalk card with the exception of Peterson and Matisse. And, of course, I believe that Al Heyman had a hand in Lamont Peterson. And, therefore, so he did lose a fight last night, Al Heyman. Al Heyman's sort of like the guy behind the secret door. You don't see him. You don't know who he is. If you look for him on the internet, he's the most powerful guy in boxing. Okay, but if you look for pictures of him on the internet, you'll find maybe one, and it's like a side shot, and it's from a distance. So nobody's got any pictures of this guy. He calls you from an unlisted number, you know, one of those blocked numbers. I mean, he's like Mr. Top Secret, but he's running the game of boxing right now, and of course, he's calling the shots for Floyd Mayweather. What's Floyd now? 44 and zip, coming off that 12-round spanking of Robert Guerrero. And Guerrero, this week, went to court in New York City, of course, caught with that gun at the airport. A concealed weapon, which he's allowed to carry in California. The charges were dropped. I think he paid some $200 fine, and he went on his way. But Guerrero, now 2 weeks out, or 2 weeks removed from the Floyd Mayweather fight. And I look back and I say to myself, again, what was he thinking? What was the corner thinking? After three rounds of trying to outbox the greatest boxer of the past quarter century, why in the heck would you continue to try to outbox him? That's what they call insanity. Didn't Albert Einstein define insanity as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? Well, that's what Robert Guerrero was doing, and I couldn't get it. I mean, yeah, he came out, he tried to box, it didn't work. He should have went to plan B. He should have stepped on Floyd Mayweather's lead foot, kept Floyd in one spot. I know that's cheating, but that's what he should have done. That's what I would have done. If Floyd's skating around the ring like he's on ice skates with me, guess what? I'm going to step on that foot. I'm going to try to impede his movement so I can hit him, so I can connect, so I can throw his rhythm off. And that's what Robert couldn't do. He never threw the rhythm of Floyd Mayweather off. He tried, didn't do it. We're going to say at the end of the day, you got to give the Guerrero corner, Ruben Guerrero and Bob Santos, a D or a D minus. You guys were Bush League. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Amir Khan says he might stay at 140 pounds just to get in the ring with Matisse. Yeah, right. Glass jaw and all. Go back to Britain. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Let my boys harmonize here. That is the Mighty Tower of Power, 2003. Happy about that. Tune written by my buddy Emilio Castillo, the great-grandfather. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to mention this because I just got a little quip as to why I didn't mention Shane Mosley in the weekend results when I just talked about, you know, Lucas Patizzi looking so good. Well, on the admitted liar and steroid cheat that is Shane Mosley, if you want to read anything about him, don't go to my website. I mean, we will not cover him as a fighter. I think he's basically a punk-ass liar and an admitted steroid cheater who's been given a free pass for something he should be banned from. He should be banned from boxing. His entire record is suspect because of admitted cheating with performance-enhancing drugs. Remember, there's videotape on YouTube admitting, yeah, I lied, yeah, I took steroids. That's enough for me to ban him from the sport. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from San Francisco to the City of Angels, Los Angeles, and bring on my Southern California reporter, of course, the webmaster at ringtalk.com, who's got emails shuffling at him left and right regarding this and that on the website. What's up, Kev?
Not much. How you doing?
No, you awake now or what?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought maybe you might want to sleep this one off, seeing that you picked Lamont Peterson to beat Lucas Matisse. Why is it you keep going against the master? Why is it you guys still doubt me? What's going on with that?
I don't know. I think the reason why I picked Peterson over Matisse is basic reason is he just kind of looked a little off in some of those losses that he had. I know he does have a lot of power, but sometimes he kind of just goes through the motions and gives rounds away. And I kind of figured maybe this, Peterson was going to just try to outbox him. I thought Peterson just kind of fought a little scared early in the fight, and I think he kind of just played right into Matisse's hand.
See, what I don't think that some people that never boxed who don't realize that you need to be scared for every fight. I wasn't scared for one fight, and some guy nearly handed me my head. Okay, it was embarrassing. Because I had beaten him up so many times prior. But when it came to this fight, he was ready. He whooped on me. So what I'm trying to say is you need to be scared. Fear is a great motivating factor. Mike Tyson used to use fear as a motivating factor. He wasn't scared of Evander Holyfield, and guess what? He got licked by Evander Holyfield. Not that he wouldn't have, but fear is a great motivating factor. And I think that you've got to realize, like Nonito Donaire and Guillermo Rigano a few weeks ago, you're not going to want to go into a guy and you're not going to hook with a hooker. I mean, this guy's Matisse, Donaire, these guys are powerful punchers. Why would you want to punch with them? You know, so Lamont Peterson, I don't think he wanted to punch with him. And just like, obviously, Rigano didn't want to punch with Donaire.
Yeah, I think the biggest mistake Peterson made in my mind was, I think when you're fighting certain guys, you got to see the kind of punches that they land and where they get most of their power from. Matisse, he's not much of an inside fighter. He lands all his bombs from the outside. I think if he would have stayed close to him most of the time, I think he would have at least taken some of the steam off of Matisse's punches. But early in the fight, he got hurt. He got hurt early, and I don't think he really had any time to weather the storm. Once he got hurt one time, I mean, Matisse kind of had his number.
Okay, so Danny Garcia is going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree, I'm telling you. Danny Garcia, I saw the look on his face last night. He said it didn't look good. His body language was not good last night.
No, I think he's in for a really tough fight. The thing about Garcia, though, is Garcia knows how to punch with guys. I don't know if he can take Matisse's power, and he is kind of easy to hit, so I don't know if that's the best style matchup for him, but when you got two guys that can punch going against each other, any guy has a chance. So that would probably be a pretty good fight to watch.
Okay, Guillermo Jones and Dennis Lebedev, the guy that knocked out Roy Jones. I mean, a pretty good cruiserweight. What went on there Friday night? They fought in Russia.
Yeah, it was a pretty, pretty good fight. I think probably my pick so far for fight of the year. I mean, those guys went to war. I mean, Jones, he hadn't fought in 20 months, and he kind of turned back the clock a little bit. He had Lebedev's eye almost completely shut after, about 6-7 rounds. They let the fight continue. I mean, it looked like one of those boxing movies you'd see, like Rocky. I mean, the guy just took a beating. But, I mean, he really landed a lot of good shots on Jones, too, and he was ahead in the fight, but it was kind of hard for him to, make it to 12 rounds with the facial damage that he had. And he ended up actually stopping the fight himself.
Okay. Amir Khan is
probably the smart thing to do.
Yeah, well, America, more fighters should be that smart. Less brave and that smart. Amir Khan is talking about staying at 140, saying he would like to get a piece of Mr. Matisse. Is he nuts?
I think it's just mere talk, really. I mean, This whole thing with Twitter, I mean, it just gets out of hand. It's like the guys have their finger constantly on the text little board, and just whatever comes to their mind just comes out. That fight's not going to happen in my view. Unless I guess if Matisse beats Danny Garcia, that's the fight that they're trying to make. They're making this mini tournament, and then somehow Amir Khan, who hasn't done anything to deserve it, is going to get the winner of the tournament, which really, in my mind, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But I guess in the mind of Golden Boy, Khan is the draw for whatever reason.
Okay, I'm going to put this in your shopping cart. Virgil Hunter is a good trainer. No question about that. Trains Andre Ward. I've known him for almost 20 years now. He's a fantastic trainer located here in Northern California. But I don't think you can turn chicken spit into chicken soup. And I think that's basically what Amir Khan is with that glass jaw. He'll never, ever be able to take a world-class shot, will he?
No, and I think one thing is kind of overlooked is I think people put way too much stock in boxing trainers. And the reason, I guess what I'm saying is certain trainers, they could be good trainers. Like, for example, Virgil Hunter's a very good trainer, but that doesn't mean he's going to be a good trainer for everybody. And one thing that actually makes him such a good trainer for Andre Ward is because he's been training the guy since he was a kid. So, I mean, he knows his fighter at the ins and outs of him, and they have a very good relationship. Just to pick up a guy who's already had habits of his whole career and try to take those habits away, I mean, that's not a project that you can just take and master it within a year or so. And I think those habits are just, they're kind of tough to break. And then when the guy can't take a punch, that's something that's impossible to erase. So I don't know how well, I mean, you know, the trainer can only do so much in my view.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Mixed martial arts, of course, upcoming this week in the world of boxing. ESPN, I guess, is going the Friday night card, 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock out here on the left coast. Delvin Rodriguez and Freddie Hernandez going at it at 154 pounds or less. HBO is going the 25th. That's right. Good fight. Talk about European, man. This is all about Europe. 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock on the West Coast. Mikel Kessler, the guy that Andre Ward beat into submission over here in Oakland, California. He sort of like said, I'm quitting. And he quit. Oh, I got a cut eye. I'm quitting. Because he didn't want to give Andre Ward the satisfaction of getting an extra point in the tournament. So with a knockout, so he decided to quit and then went to a decision, a technical decision. Anyway, Mikel Kessler, not the bravest guy in the block in my book, taking on Carl Froch, who is a brave guy. Both guys have lost to Andre Ward. They're going to hook it up for, I guess, the WBA and IBF super middleweight titles. What's the story? Did they make Andre Ward this champion emeritus or something like that, or what?
champion in recess.
Do you know what that means? That means you're no longer the champion. I mean, look what they did with Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez. They took the title away from Martinez, gave it to Chavez. Chavez made millions of dollars going around the world. He was a champion. And then they made Martinez fight him for his own championship.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, Ward has had a lot of inactivity. So I don't know if I'd really dispute them doing that. But, okay. I mean, he is going to have a fight in September. I don't know. I think the thing with these sanctioning bodies is the best thing to do is, I guess from a writer standpoint, I know it's hard, is just to kind of try to ignore them. I think if everybody starts ignoring them and the things that they do, I think they become less relevant.
Okay, so who wins here, Kessler or Froch? I lean towards Froch. I think Froch's the hungrier of the two.
I lean towards Froch just because I think Froch probably has less wear and tear. Kessler's had a lot of injuries here and there in the last few years. He had the eye problem. He's still a very good fighter, but I think he's just kind of appears to be deteriorating a bit. And Froch is kind of on a high after beating Lucian Bute, and he's been on a tear. So I got to go with him.
Interesting. Paul Malignaggi, Paulie, the WBA 147-pound title holder, is going to take on Adrian Broner. This doesn't look like a good fight style-wise for Paulie because of the fact that, you know, Adrian's able to adapt. He can punch with either hand. He punches hard. How do you see that going down?
I don't know. I mean, well, the thing with Malignaggi, he's not a very big welterweight, so that's going to help Broner a lot. Broner hasn't – what I noticed about Broner is he hasn't fought really any boxers. I mean, every fighter that he's fought has been pretty much a straight come forward brawler. So I think that might be a style that might give him some issues because he's not somebody that really goes and has to look for his opponent. Most of the time his opponents are coming to him. So that might be something that Paulie could capitalize on. And we've never seen Broner at 147 pounds. So that might be possible advantage to Paulie. We're not going to know how much power Broner's going to have at that weight. Maybe Broner is a natural welterweight. He's just been fighting at 130 and 135.
Good point. Kev, I'm running up here on a hard break. I'm going to ask you one question. Need a 10-second response. Should Shane Mosley be banned for taking steroids and fighting?
Yeah, I think he should be banned.
Good enough. Talk to you soon. Much respect. That's the great Kevin Perry. Of course, you can check out his work at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history with the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race. Remember, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Do you love it? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what it won't, give him what he wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man. Hold. Never get so confident that there's nothing you want to know. Cause by the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow. You know you got what it takes to be the untold boss. Use your wisdom carefully. Don't be a total loss.
Are you a horse racing fan? Do you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android? If so, grab a pen now. Text the word horse to 84700 and get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. This is not a wagering app. It's for kids and adults. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, trainers, and racetracks. Remember, text the word horse to 84700 and get your horse races now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, this is Acosta Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle and I'm losing weight. You should too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over. Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion.
Cain over.
the sounds of the A-Team. Mr. T. Ever tell you the story about Mr. T? Lawrence Turow or something like that? He was acting a fool in Reno. And I had to tell him, man, do I know you? Am I supposed to know you? Are you supposed to be scaring me? Yeah, he didn't say a word after that. Then he was the bouncer at one of Michael Nunn's parties in Las Vegas. And I walked past him. He got a little macho on that. And then he realized, this was the guy that dogged me in Reno. Probably not the guy to engage right now. Because, you know, he's not the big monster you think he is. Mr. T's a little shorter than a lot of people think, and he's not the, you know, of course he was like Leon Spinks' bodyguard. Ooh, big deal. That was his claim to fame. But, of course, the A-Team and making lots of money did Mr. T. So more power to him, but he wasn't the bad dude that he, you know, tried to make like he was. Of course, UFC, FX8 last night, FX Cable, their eighth and final show on FX Cable, of course, going to Fox Sports 1. And I told you at the top of the hour that I would attempt to find out what Fox Sports 1 was. I attempted. I still didn't find out. It is a relatively obscure channel. There's no question about that, okay? And, of course, all of these channels, a lot of these cable channels started out, nowhere. Spike TV was nothing until they got the UFC. Nothing. I mean, the UFC was the primary force behind building Spike TV until the network it is now. And then, of course, the UFC left Spike TV when they signed that huge multi-million dollar deal with Fox TV, of course, the big network. And when you sign a deal with Fox, that means you end up doing programming on FX Cable and things like that. Well, the FX Cable spinoff didn't work. What I'm trying to say is they would use a couple hours of an FX Cable show to lead into the main card for a UFC pay-per-view. That didn't go over as well in numbers-wise as it did on Spike TV. It just didn't. For some reason, the audience at FX Cable wasn't enamored with the UFC product. They just weren't. The Spike TV, a macho crowd, a little bit more male-driven, I guess. And I guess they are hip to that because they are doing well with the Bellator Fighting Championships. They're doing well on Thursday nights. And, of course, Impact Wrestling, the professional wrestling card, they're doing about a million five viewers on Thursday night as well. So Spike TV is doing well. But the Fox Sports 1 thing, It'll take over, of course, the Ultimate Fighter with Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one, my baby. Of course, she's undefeated now, 7-0. Nobody's lasted longer than one round with her, and she's going to take on Kat Zagano. And that's later this year. They'll be the opposite coaches for season 18 of the Ultimate Fighter, which will air on Fox Sports 1. Again, Fox Sports 1, I don't know if I have it on my cable system. I've went through my cable system. I looked at it. I don't see a Fox Sports 1 there, so it looks like I'll be stealing stuff off the internet like everybody else. Straight up, UFC FX8, let's talk about Vitor Belfort. I talked about it earlier. The fact that this guy is given testosterone replacement therapy. In other words, he's taken steroids in his life to the point where his body doesn't produce enough testosterone, allegedly, okay? So he's taking this stuff, and he's rolling back the clock. He knocked out Michael Bisping in his prior fight, knocked out Luke Rockhold last night with a kick. I mean, I'm not saying that steroids enable you to do these super things. I mean, you've got to be a super athlete in order for the steroids to bring you to another level. I think that Vitor Belfort was a phenom, but I think that he was a phenom 10 years ago, 2003, 2002. I think that him fighting now, it should be like, he should be arrested for impersonating himself, but he's not because he's taken this replacement therapy steroids. This is making him look like a young kid again, and he's not so young. So what I'm trying to say is this is legalized cheating. It should be banned by the athletic commissions of the United States, the boxing commissions, the Association of Boxing Commissions, which I believe handles MMA as well. They should come out and say, look, anybody that needs testosterone doesn't need to fight. If you don't have enough inside of you, guess what? So what? You can't fight. That's just the way it is. Straight up, I think that was unfair for anybody to have to fight a guy on steroid replacement therapy. I'm not going to call it testosterone replacement therapy. I'm going to call it steroid replacement therapy because that's what it is. And when you can roll your body back, when guys that are age of 40, like Dave Meltzer, the great Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, the greatest writer and of all combat sports, no question about that. You can catch his newsletter, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, which covers MMA in depth, folks, by going to his website, WrestlingObserver.com, and check out the links for the newsletter. And once a week, you'll be enamored. Either you get it online or you get it via U.S. first-class mail. I mean, put it this way. It's like the Bible of MMA and the Bible of combat sports. Outside of boxing, Dave's got it all. Professional wrestling and MMA. Check him out, Dave Meltzer, in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. But as he said on the show, that when a guy that's 40 years old takes his steroid replacement therapy and then looks 25, that's unfair to the guy he's fighting. I mean, Michael Bisping, he was pretty, you know, out loud, basically, about Vitor taking those steroids before his fight. He got knocked out by Vitor. Okay, Luke Rockhold did the same thing. He got knocked out 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Boom. One kick to the head started it all. What I'm trying to say is this is not fair. Guys that take steroids should be banned from the sport, be it combat sports, be it boxing. That's all there is. Rockhold last night drops to 10-2, 0-1 in the UFC. Of course, he was the former Strikeforce champion, but when that promotion folded, of course, he came over. Now, Belfort, 23-10 in MMA, 12-6 in the world of the UFC. As I said, the exact time was 2 minutes and 32 seconds of round number one. Some of the other events on the card, Ronaldo Souza defeated Chris Camozzi with a submission. Arm triangle choke, that was round number one, 337. A couple other fighters on the card that stood out to me. Paulo Thiago beat Michael Preserves with a unanimous nod, 29-28 across the board. That's 2-1. Of course, in the world of MMA, specifically the UFC, they fight five-minute rounds. 5 3-minute rounds is a normal fight. 3 5-minute rounds is a normal fight. Take that back. 3 5-minute rounds is a normal fight. That's a preliminary fight, maybe an elimination fight. Okay, but when you talk 5 rounds, that's a championship-level fight in the world of the UFC and MMA. 5 5-minute rounds, okay? But you will see an occasional fight on TV that's the main event that's not for a title, and it is 5 rounds as well. As I said, Vitor Belfort moving on, probably going to try to take on Anderson Silva. Silva sort of void of any challengers. He'll be void of his championship come July. He's going to take on Chris Weidman. Chris is going to beat him down. I'm telling you, this is the upset of the year. Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight contender of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley, USA, he agrees with me. We're together on this one. You know, we don't bet, but if there was a fight that you wanted to bet on and make some money on in the world of the UFC and MMA, it's Chris Weidman against Anderson Silva. You're going to get a hell of a price because they say Silva is unbeatable. You're right. He's shown a lot of leaks to me. I'm telling you. I think Chris Weidman's going to take him down. I don't think he's ever going to get off the ground. I think Weidman's going to beat him with a wrestling base. Okay, start with his wrestling base, beat him with that. Once he beats him there, he's going to start grounding and pounding. And before you know it, Anderson Silva no longer the UFC middleweight champion, is 185 pounds. They're doing it July 6th in Las Vegas. I believe that it'll be UFC like 161. Straight up, it will be the fight of the year, the upset of the year. And if you want to make money, bet on Chris Weidman in this fight because I think Chris Weidman is the real deal. A lot of people doubt him. They say, you know, he's only had 10 fights, Pedro, but he's never been taken off his feet. And if you've never been taken off your feet and you're that good of a wrestler where you can take guys like Mark Munoz, who was, I believe, the NCAA wrestling champion, and you can school him. And Mark Munoz never took him off his feet. In fact, when they fought last year at the Shark Tank in San Jose, California, I was the only guy on press row that picked Weidman to win. Everybody else picked Munoz. I mean, going away, it was like 18-1. I went, whoa, am I on the wrong side of the fence here or what? But no, I believed in Weidman. I thought he's a superior athlete. He's got the looks. He's got the connection. He's got the complexion. He's got the ability. I think he's a real deal, and I think he's the next superstar in the world of mixed martial arts. After July 6th, I think everybody else will agree with me that he is the man at 185 pounds. Speaking of 185, I think Anderson Silva, when he's done with his championship, can fight Vitor Belfort down there in Brazil for all kinds of money. Or maybe he can take his step back into the world of professional boxing. Of course, he got knocked out. Bang! Sleep. Put to sleep in a professional boxing match. So Anderson Silva, not that great on the chin. But see, these guys aren't connected on his chin. They're trying to wrestle with him and things like that. I don't think so. I think once you get him down, you got to go for that chin. Go for that chin with a right hand, left hand, elbows, knees, whatever it takes. Kick him. I don't care. This is the world of MMA and UFC. You go for it all. Anything goes except for low blows, right? Low blows and bites. Straight up, I think Chris Weidman will be the next UFC middleweight champion, 185 pounds. The UFC heavyweight title going down this Saturday, Las Vegas, Nevada. Straight up, Cain Velasquez, a once-beaten heavyweight champion. He, too, out of the American Kickboxing Academy in San Jose, California. A marvelous athlete. Probably the best cardio of any heavyweight I've ever seen in my life. I kid you not. He is an animal. And when I say animal, I mean spell it in capital letters. He is the real deal. Of course, he was the UFC heavyweight champion, won it from Brock Lesnar, then lost it to Junior Dos Santos in about a minute and 4 seconds when he got clipped on the chin in a fight that he went into hurt both him and Santos. I think he had a hurt shoulder and a bad knee, and Santos had a broken foot. So they were both injured going to the FX card in November of 2011, that Fox card, that big Fox debut for the UFC, which drew millions and millions of viewers. But, you know, he lost his championship. But he came back, and he beat Junior Dos Santos down in the rematch. I mean, landing an overhand right halfway through the first round, the Santos is supposed to be the great boxer, the best boxer in the heavyweight division as far as MMA is concerned in the world. Well, guess what? He got outboxed. He got outpunched. He got outfought. He got beat down after five rounds. I didn't know if Junior Dos Santos ever wanted to fight again. I mean, that's the kind of beating he took. And when you take a sustained beating over a quick, you know, I mean, a quick beating, in the 2 minutes and 14 seconds, like, boom, you got whooped. All right, fight's over. But you take five rounds, five-minute rounds of whooping with four-ounce gloves and getting grounded and pounded, guess what? The damage, the residual damage is insurmountable. You cannot, you won't be able to figure out how much it affects him until later in his life. I'm seriously. That's why I'm so up for these fighters retiring better earlier than later. And people say to me, oh, Pedro, so what? You might have robbed us fans of a couple of fights by prodding this guy into retirement. Yeah, but I also saved him because I don't want to see fighters like I do now, 10, 12 years after their career, 5 years after their career. You know, I don't need to see that. Believe me, punch drunk fighters are not my forte. Straight up, Cain Velasquez, Bigfoot Silva for the World Heavyweight Championship. Cain's going to beat him down. He did last May. There's no reason to see that he won't do it again. Carbon copy. Knockout. One round. Cain Velasquez retains the heavyweight title of UFC 160 this Saturday, only on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Bump City, sitting by the dance floor, checking it out, watching the man with the fast feet. Got the hippest friends and the bad boogaloo, the big old bag of tricks, down to the nightclub.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free.
That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Levi, rest in peace, my brother, the most confident man I've ever met in my life. He really was. He was a gas. Of course, the lead singer, the only lead singer of the fabulous Four Tops. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. The UFC 160 main event, Dos Santos is in the semi-main event. The main is going to be Cain Velasquez, 11-1, and Antonio Bigfoot Silva is going to get drilled, as I said, again at 18-4. Junior Dos Santos, 15-2, taking on Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt is 9-7. The record sounds, you know, not so good, right? But he's a Samoan dude. He can punch. I mean, he knocked out the 7-foot guy last time with one shot. This guy throws a mean, mean shot. And straight up, he's dangerous early in the fight. So the longer the fight goes, the better for Junior Dos Santos, I think. Now, the unheralded light heavyweight in the world of MMA, the one that nobody's talking about, but he is the unsung hero. Of course, he's a guy I think that outside of John Jones and Alex Gustafson's really like a top, top contender at 205 pounds. Glover Teixeira. 20-2, taking on James Tahuna next week, of course, Saturday, UFC 160 at 205 pounds. They're both 6'2", straight up. Glover is going to shine. I mean, Glover is going to take him out. Glover is going to show the world that he is the real deal at 205 pounds and make John Jones think, man, I've got some competitors. Besides Gustafson, there's this guy Teixeira is coming after me. Gray Maynard, also on the main card, taking on TJ Grant. Gray Maynard, always entertaining, 12-1-1, 1-0 contest. These guys are fighting at 155 pounds. That's lightweight. In the world of MMA, TJ Grant is 20-5 with no draws. Straight up, Grant's a good fighter. Maynard's probably a better fighter, so I'm looking for Maynard to move it to 13-1. Donald Cerrone's on the card, taking on KJ Nunes. KJ 10-5, Cerrone 19-5. I'm going to go with the experience. Of course, this is a lightweight. And one of my favorite guys, Mike Pyle. I should have had him on the show. I'm going to try to get Mike Pyle back on the show. He was in different movies. I mean, he's done some movies. He's done some acting. 24-8. Pretty good fighter. 15-6 is Rick Story. The story is Mike Pyle is going to be Rick Story. That is UFC 160. It begins, of course, on Facebook Saturday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 4 o'clock, take that back, and it goes straight up to FX Cable at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And then the main card starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time. So this will be the last card on FX Cable. And then, of course, it'll go to Fox Sports 1, whatever that is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Before I go, I want to thank Yoshi's as being the MC for Rick Stevens and Cold Blood, Lydia Pence and Company. Last week was truly an experience I will never forget. Of course, if you want entertainment history 7 nights a week, it's Yoshi's.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.